Hello.
Hey, Danny. John over at Local Splash. How are you, sir?
I am doing fine. So glad you called me back, especially so quickly.
Of course. Team reached out to me. I was like, I got to take care of it. What's going on, man? How was your Christmas first?
Oh, Christmas was great. We had our three grandchildren for Christmas Day, the day after Christmas, actually. They came yesterday, spent yesterday with us, and they spent today with us, and they left, I guess, about an hour ago. But it's been a good Christmas for us. I hope you've had a good Christmas, too.
Beautiful. That's amazing to hear. Yeah, now, this Christmas was my first time with my daughter. She, you know, first Christmas, so it was intense, man. Very emotional.
This is your first time. What? Say that again.
Yeah, so she's 1 year old. She was So this was her first Christmas, and watching her unwrap gifts and everything was just emotional for me. So it was pretty wild.
So I'm very happy with Local Splash.
Great.
I got a call. Yesterday, and I think you knew about. You were on the call as well. And there was a guy named Eddie who set me up for asking me questions about my web page with Local Splash. And I also received a call this morning from somebody from Facebook asking questions so they can get me set up on Facebook. My wife has some questions for you. She doesn't understand how Local Splash works.
Sure, yeah, I can go ahead and answer anything you guys got. Put me on speakerphone or however you want.
Okay.
Oh, you're on speakerphone. Okay, so, hi, my name's Debbie. And,
hey, Debbie.
I am trying to figure out where I find him online because he doesn't have when I look up Raleigh Windows and Doors on Google, somebody else's business comes up.
Okay.
Somebody else has RaleighWindowsAndDoors.com. And their business comes up. So I was trying to figure out how his business comes up. I mean, I was trying to figure out how this Local Splash, how people look up or find his business on Local Splash. Where did they, how do they find him?
Great questions. Okay. So very first thing is when it comes to customers finding him or you guys online, it will have nothing of us showing. We want to make sure we're showcasing your business, not ours. So that's the first thing. But let me go in live on Google right now and type in the business name and the area and see what I got here. North Carolina. Boom. Okay. So a couple things here. Windows and Doors LLC. I want to make sure it's the same phone number though. And
so is it Raleigh Windows and Doors LLC?
No, I see a different company over here with a different phone number. Let me take a look at this one here.
Yeah,
I see something pretty closer. Yeah, pretty close to your business name without the LLC.
Yeah, it says RaleighWindowsAndDoors.com. There's two of them, but I think they're the same thing. Raleigh Windows and Doors. So I was just trying to figure out if somebody asked me about his business for his website or whatever, I was trying to figure out how do I send them online to his, this looks like it's different. Only Windows and Doors.
Sure.
That's not mine.
I know it's not yours, but when I put in Raleigh Windows and Doors, that's what,
well,
there's two things
that. Because it's not mine. Mine's listed. I've seen it.
Where?
Yeah.
Oh, here's Raleigh Windows and Siding, LLC.
That's another one, too, but that's not it either. Let me check here. Did they develop your website already? Or hold on, let me look in those notes here.
Well, I got a call from Eddie yesterday, and he asked me the information to work on the website, but I think it's going to be a few days.
Here's one on
Yelp.
Okay.
Perfect. So directories should be completed by now.
Raleigh Windows and Doors, see all six photos. Okay, but that takes you to a Yelp page.
Right.
It's the Windows and Doors requested quote, Yelp.com. Okay, Raleigh Windows and Doors LLC reviews.
Let me try it this way. Sorry, I'm working with you. If I'm too quiet, it's because I'm signing on here myself.
There's another one on Nextdoor. This is Raleigh Windows and Doors, Raleigh, North Carolina. Contact Randy at Raleigh Windows and Doors for a free estimate. So that's somebody else that's got Raleigh Windows and Doors. And this one is, there's a Raleigh Windows and Siding. That's not it. Okay. LLC.
No.
Windows and Siding. LLC.
Maybe I should change my door, my name to Raleigh Windows and Doors and Siding LLC. But I don't know,
well,
if that, I don't know if that name's available to add to the. See, I'm legally
recognized
as the state, the Department, Secretary of State. This is my name. These other people do not have this name registered with the state. But that doesn't make any. That doesn't mean they can't call themselves that and have a, you know, and have a website with that name.
Right. So here's the thing. When it comes to changing the business name in general, it resets everything. Like, that's going to, you know, take a longer process. Unless you really want to do that, I mean, we could do that. Don't get me wrong. But at the same time, I would this is my suggestion, is keeping it the way it is. But it is pretty darn close to a lot of different other businesses in the area. So I can see your reasoning behind that. But at the same time, it will take a longer process if we did something like that. So let me see here. I'm going to look on the notes on this account. Give me one second. Okay, so that's what he was talking about also yesterday, I believe. Eddie. Create the GPP. Let me look at his notes here. His Google Business Profile optimization is completed, so it should be showing. Okay, give me a second here. Yeah, I have the business name as Raleigh Windows and Doors LLC. So that's in our account here. Let me try it this way.
Yeah, when I pull up here, it's listed as a Yelp.com. And I'm on Google. I'm on Google, Raleigh Windows and Doors, and it's down the line, and it there's one at Facebook, but that's the wrong number. But it comes up as a Yelp, Raleigh Windows and Doors request a quote, specialties, Raleigh Windows. And when I click on it, then that's Danny.
That's it.
But,
So far as right now, all the directories, it sounds like, and, you know, everything else is completed on time like that. But it shows on my notes in this account that the Google Business Profile, that's what we're talking for, you know, about right now, is to finding his business on Google there, not other directories. On the notes is, I'm showing on here that it's completed on the account, but I'm not seeing it on Google myself here, so. Let's see here. Did they request anything through emails for optimization or anything like that? Like a video or anything, or a picture or anything through email? Have you guys seen anything like that?
No one's asked me for pictures except for Yelp, but I talked to Yelp before I talked to Local Splash, before you guys contacted me. And with Yelp, I sent three pictures. I uploaded three pictures to the Yelp page.
Gotcha. Yeah, I'm going to have to put this ticket in. Yeah, I want to make sure you guys are – Google is where the bread and butter is. I want to make sure you guys are up there as quickly as possible, as far as at least for customers that know your business name. That's a very important piece. Other than that, of course, we want to make sure you're being shown for keywords. So I'm assuming, because I tried already, putting in like exterior, you know, just on the process of what we went over before, exterior remodeling, I put. It was one of your keywords. Yeah, and I didn't pop up your business there either, so I'm kind of wondering what's going on exactly. Let me reach out to them myself right now and see what's going to happen here and give you some better details. Let me see here. What I'm going to do is I'm going to put it into the notes on this account that it's not showing the Google Business Profile, and I'm going to make sure that someone reaches back to you within 24 hours, if that's okay with you guys, just to go over how they're going to, you know, if there's an issue. I don't see an issue, but it's just kind of weird how it's completed here. I'm looking at it on the account, but it's not showing on Google. Everything else seems like it's perfectly on time, but just this weird one spot. So is that all right with you guys? I want to make sure I reach out to them right now.
The way you phrased it, John, was a Google Research Profile. I wouldn't have known how to talk to them in with that language. So that's why I asked the lady when I called the main number that I asked for you. So in the future, whenever I have a question about the account or something, what's the best way to get in touch directly with you?
So for me, it's the same phone number, the 877 number, with the extension 3736. But honestly, the best way to contact me, because it's a call center, if I'm on the phone, I won't be able to answer, right? If you email me, if I'm on the phone, I could still, you know, reach back out to you through via email or give you a call right after I'm done with the call. So that way we're not playing phone tag here. Let me shoot you an email right now, actually.
Okay.
I'm just going to say simple, John with Local Splash.
So the main number I've got, 877-635-6225.
Correct, yes, sir.
Okay.
Okay, I'm sending you an email right now. It should be coming from jseo@localsplash.com. I'll let you know once it shows me it's sent.
Is this you on this is Wally Windows and Doors on Facebook? This is me. It's 2021.
All right, it's just set now. Let me know once you got it.
Okay. I need to plug my phone in. Yeah, I got it.
Okay, beautiful. That email right there is the best way to contact me. Yes, and that way I can reach back out to you if you need me in any case.
Let's see what I got here. I have got so on the email, I don't have the email address. Does that make sense?
What do you mean? When you pop it open?
Yeah, when I open it, I see the number at the bottom. Oh, I do. I do see it. I'm sorry. It's jseo@localsplash.com.
That's me. You got it.
Yeah. Okay, then I'll contact you that way. Probably in the future. Instead of calling, I may call, but anyway, I've got
to. I was going to say either way. Yeah, way is fine, but that's the best way in case if I don't answer, it's not because I'm dodging your call, it's because it's a call center. Let me make sure I have somebody reach out to you. I'm going to talk to them right now. And it shows they're already responding already. So from what I'm seeing, what they're telling me here is that it has, okay. We completed it on our side, but it hasn't gone live yet. They need a video verification via email. So, okay. What you need to do, take a look in your email. Let me know if you see anything from Local Splash requesting for a video.
Okay, let me go back here. Let's see what we got. Local Splash. Let's see, the Local Splash team access your dashboard. It gives me a HTTPS link, and it doesn't mention a video on this one. It says schedule appointment live. Let me go back to this. I got another one here. Your site live. Check it out, Raleigh Windows and Doors, LLC.com.
Okay, so.
Well, they've got me set up here, Raleigh Windows and Doors, LLC.com.
I see. Yeah, Raleigh Windows and Doors, LLC.com.
That's what my wife was asking about, how she could send people that ask her about my business to my website.
Yeah, that part, however they spoke to you about which domain that they bought for you, which is that whatever you wanted to choose for your website name, right? If it's Raleigh Windows and Doors LLC.com, .net, whatever they discuss with you on that I don't see, I don't know. But that's how you can direct your customers there or via Facebook as well, too.
My site.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They got you a nice website, actually, that they're – beautiful. They really took care of us on that.
But we can't
okay.
see it for me. Can we see the website that you see?
No, not yet. So they're developing
fine.
This. Yeah, yeah. It's looking great, you guys. You're going to love it.
Can you forward it to me?
So I cannot send that part over to you guys. They're going to reach out to you, of course, as soon as it's finished and completed. Because I don't know how to explain that too well on there, but I want to stay focused. So very first thing is, I had spoken to one of the technicians here right now. She says that there's going to be two emails. One is requesting like a short video, no longer than like a minute and 30 seconds. Did you receive that email for that request just recently?
Well, I was going back through my emails from Local Splash because there's a lot of them.
I know, yeah.
No, it's okay. It means that you guys are really working with me much more than what I had expected.
Oh, I'm glad. All right. We want to make sure we exceed those expectations, you know?
You have exceeded them. But my wife hasn't been on these phone calls with you like I have. So she doesn't understand what's going on behind the scenes, how you're working for my business like I understand. Because I'm the one that gets the phone calls. Wanting information how to set up my profile. Eddie called me, and then I got a call this morning from a guy representing Facebook.
Yeah, there's like a village of us that's going to take care of you guys. It's not just one person, you know. But all of the different groups know a little bit of each section. So let's say you're talking to people for Facebook. They still are very knowledgeable with the website, Google Business Profile. That way it's all puzzle pieces making a big picture, right? It's all connected to one another. Now, as far as the email, there's like I said, the first one we need to look for is to send a short video. The second one should be one saying that you need to accept it, and there should be like some steps to follow.
Who
that
do
way
I
we
talk
can make
to
that...
you about these emails? I'm not seeing them. If they sent them, I'm not seeing them.
Okay, let me ask her to see if I can have her just give you a call here. Hold on one moment.
Okay. Before you go, John, do you have any other questions?
Yeah.
Nope, I just want to know what the website was, and you pulled it up there. So.
Okay.
Then I'm... So he's answering questions and not everything's in place yet. And I guess...
Correct, yeah. There's a few, just two things that you guys need to take care of on your end over there, and it should be perfect over here. So, which you will be able to see for yourself. But we do need those two things. I'm trying to request somebody to give you a call right away. That way they can walk you through, and if emails are not coming through on there, even if it does... If it gets too confusing, they can hold your hand, walk you through it, and make sure we get this rolling. Okay?
Okay. I got a call this morning from a customer who found my name.
Yeah?
I said, what did you get my name at? He said on Yelp. And so I have an appointment tomorrow morning to go and talk to him tomorrow morning at 9:30 to talk to him about an entry door. So I know
beautiful.
It's working.
All right.
And John, the time that you spent with me and Eddie spent with me, and the guy on Facebook has spent with me, is equivalent to the time that it would take me to put in a storm door, and I charge $250 for a storm door. So you've already paid me. I've already received how am I trying to say this? I've received
your money's worth.
I've received my money's worth already, and
beautiful.
This has been using all the 30 days.
Hey, I'm glad to hear. And of course, we're here to help. Like I said, you know, we don't go back on a word on this. Our main thing is to make sure you guys succeed, because being month to month, of course, we got to do our job and, you know, and exceed that, if anything, so that way we earn your business. It's not about saying paying money and then that goodbye. It's more about making sure that you succeed so that way we can earn your trust and for a long lasting relationship. So that's what we're all about here. All right.
Yeah, I'm seeing the results. So if you follow up with maybe getting me another email on the video,
okay.
I'll be happy to do that, send it.
Okay, and just in case, I'll have them send it out, but also give you a call as well within the first 24 hours, so that way, in case you had any troubles or questions, they can go ahead and walk you through on that, okay?
Okay, John.
All right, you guys. Hey, happy holidays. Debbie, it was a pleasure meeting you, and again, if you guys have further questions or anything like that, Danny, you can email me as well, okay? That way I can go ahead and respond quickly. All right. You guys take care. All right, you guys.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.